One of the greatest dangers in spiritual discernment is reductionism. Reductionism happens when we take a whole person, a whole situation, or a whole problem and reduce it to only one part. For example, someone may say, "Your problem is only spiritual. You just need to pray more." Prayer is essential, but if the person is also exhausted, grieving, malnourished, isolated, or trapped in an unsafe situation, then prayer should not be used to ignore those realities. Another person may say, "Your problem is only physical. You just need sleep, exercise, or medication." The body matters deeply. But if the person is also living in bitterness, avoiding repentance, or rejecting God's word, then physical care alone is not enough. Someone else may say, "Your problem is only emotional, or only social, or only economic, or only psychological, or only doctrinal." Each of those areas may matter, but the human person is more than one aspect. The organic human framework helps us here. A human being is an embodied soul before God. Spiritual growth involves the whole person, body, heart, mind, relationships, habits, worship, calling, and eternal hope. Reductionism can harm people because it gives simple answers where wise care is needed. Imagine a man named Andre who keeps falling asleep during church and missing discipleship meetings. One leader says, "He is spiritually lazy." But later they discover he works nights, cares for his elderly mother during the day, and is barely sleeping. He may still need spiritual encouragement, but he also needs practical help, rest, and a realistic discipleship plan. Or imagine a woman named Keisha who says she feels far from God. A friend says, "Just worship more. Worship matters." But Keisha is carrying unresolved grief after losing her brother. She may need lament, scripture, prayer, community, and space to grieve honestly before God. Reductionism often sounds confident, but confidence is not the same as wisdom. Creational discernment teaches us to ask, what aspects of life are involved here? Is there a physical issue, a relational issue, a moral issue, a faith issue, a habit issue, a justice or responsibility issue, a communication issue, a calling issue, a boundary issue? A spiritual leader should not pretend to be an expert in every field, but a wise leader can notice when a situation needs more than one kind of response. Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can say is, "Let's pray," and let's also look carefully at what else is happening. Avoiding reductionism does not weaken faith. It honors the God who created whole persons in a rich, connected world.